As you know, we're all about the resources here at EW10. Love to provide you with links and books and all kinds of things. And this is a resource you're going to want to write down. It is a new state abortion reporting map with all the data in one place. Joining us is Tessa Longbons, and she's a research associate for the wonderful Charlotte Lozier Institute, and they're the research arm of the people who do so much great work, the Susan B. Anthony List. Tessa, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
So where did this idea come from to kind of get all this information about this reporting map into one place?
Well, we've been looking at state abortion reporting for a while, and we noticed that it can be difficult to find. States have their reports on different places on their websites. Some don't publish them online at all. So we wanted to get everything into one spot to make it easier for other pro-lifers to find without having to dig around like we did.
So what will people find at this website? And first of all, give us the link.
Sure. So you can find it on our website's homepage, and that's LozierInstitute.org. So LozierInstitute.org. And scroll down until you see the brightly colored map. But the map is clickable, and so you can click on your state, and you'll find an article summarizing the most recent abortion statistics for your state, showing whether total abortions went up or down, whether chemical abortions went up or down, and if it's available, showing Planned Parenthood's market share in the state. And then each state will have some recommendations for what the state could do to improve its reporting.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now, state abortion reporting, and it says research, news, and all kinds of information. I really think this is crucial to have this, Tessa, because so many people, even though they may be pro-life, really don't know the gravity of it. I mean, they have a general idea, but in terms of what's been happening since Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton in 1973, to understand the extent of it, I think this will help drive that point home.
That's what we hope, and we just want to make it easier for people to see what's going on in their own states and in other states, because pro-lifers who are very involved on the ground in one specific state, they might not know where to go to find the numbers for a different state and to see where their state stacks up against what's been going on nationally.
So what's been happening with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? Because aren't they supposed to gather this information?
Yes, they do. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has been publishing abortion reports ever since Roe v. Wade in 1973. But in the U.S., abortion reporting is voluntary. It's handled at the state level, and some states have chosen not to share their abortion statistics with the CDC. Currently, there are three states that don't share those reports. Those are California, Maryland, and New Hampshire. And so together, those states make up almost a fifth of total U.S. abortions. So, of course, that means that the CDC reports are lacking and they're missing a good portion of the abortions that are happening in the U.S.
So why wouldn't they want to report? Is it just a lack of follow-up, or is it there is an interest in not putting those numbers out there? What do you think?
Well, I'm sure there are multiple reasons. I think that the CDC doesn't place as high a priority on it as pro-lifers do, because of course for us these are lives that are being lost, and so it's very important to us. But sadly, at the national level, abortion reporting just hasn't received the same level of attention as births or deaths or other vital statistics events.
So how should we be looking at this information? How can we use this? What do you think it could really help us with, Tessa?
I think that there are many different ways to use it. I know that some pregnancy centers have looked at their state's reporting to see whether they've been effective, where they could put more centers. I know that lawmakers have looked at the numbers to see whether laws have been effective or, conversely, what laws they could consider passing. And then just pro-lifers in general to stay educated and to know what's going on in our states. We've been seeing, for example, an increase in chemical abortions across the U.S., and that's definitely something to be aware of and something to keep track of. So it's good to know what the numbers are in our states so that we can be prepared to help women.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at the homepage. Is it right here? I went to the click that was in the press release. So where do we find the new current news? Oh, here it is right here. The abortion reporting right there on the homepage. This is great. So you can go to thelozierinstitute.org. A great website, by the way, with tons of information. Do you think, Tessa, in your work as the research associate with the Charlotte Lozier Institute, that more people are understanding the impact and the fallout of abortion?
I think so. I think that the pro-life movement has done a good job of spreading the word. We want to change hearts and minds, and I really think that the pro-life movement has been effective in that. And we can see that in just a new generation of young pro-lifers that is coming up and wanting to get more involved. But I think pieces like this map are play an important role in that, in making it easy for people to find information so that they don't, some people don't even know that these resources are out there. So we want to put them somewhere that people can easily find and can easily share so that everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, really important. So how are you getting the word out on this? I know it's on your homepage. What else are you doing in addition to this interview? You're doing other interviews, just letting people know about it, Facebook posts, things like that?
Yeah, so we've been sharing it on social media, encourage everyone to share and spread the word with anyone who might be interested, and continuing to write articles and keep an eye. This is a continually updated map because states are always releasing new statistics. So every time a state releases a new report, we will update the map with that and make sure the word gets out there so people know that they can visit and find the most recent report.
Yeah, and I just think a lot of people aren't aware of the numbers. From what we know, and it's probably higher, we believe that there are close to 60 million abortions that have taken place in this country since 1973. That's just an estimate from the various resources we have. So this, I mean, do you think it's even larger than that?
It certainly could be. And sadly, like you said, we don't know for sure because many states haven't been doing a very good job of tracking these abortions, but we know that there have been at least 60 million, and of course that number is increasing every day. And with the spread of chemical abortion and new trends in abortion in the United States, that's definitely something that we have to keep an eye on and be aware of.
So, Tessa, if people are just tuning in, tell us again the general information before we let you go about this link and where they could find it.
Sure, yes. So this is a map showing available abortion reporting in each state, and you can find statistics unique to your state showing the change in the total number of abortions, the change in the number of chemical abortions, and the abortion rate, and then information pertinent to your unique state. And you can find that on the Charlotte Lozier Institute website, which is lozierinstitute.org, L-O-Z-I-E-R Institute.org, and scroll down until you see the brightly colored map on our homepage.
Okay, great. And what else are you working on? You guys are always doing great research and keeping us updated on these important issues.
Yes, we always have something going on. So we've been focusing on chemical abortion, definitely something that we're paying attention to. And then just how women are being impacted by abortion and what pro-lifers can do to prepare for a life after Roe.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of these pro-abortion governors, for example, in my home state of Michigan, trying to pass these really extreme, even more extreme laws, if you can believe it, even though we already have. We're trying to get rid of dismemberment abortion here in Michigan, but she's trying to really codify abortion in the state, and we have a very, very strong pro-life contingency in our state capital of Lansing. But you're seeing this, Tessa, all over the country, where I think that pro-abortion politicians are realizing that Roe's days are indeed numbered.
Yes, definitely. And that's good news for us, that we're at this point in time where we could see eventually the overturning of Roe. But, of course, that means we have to be on our guard with these radical extreme abortion bills being proposed in the states and just making sure that we don't lose ground at the state level as we're gaining ground at the national level.
Well, thanks for all the great work you do, and I look forward to hopefully catching up with your folks at the March for Life, God willing, in January. And you do great work, of course, working directly with the Susan B. Anthony List and Marjorie Dannenfelser. We love what she does, and she's out there on the front lines every day, as are you folks with the Charlotte Lozier Institute. We'll be right back on a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Thanks, Tessa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Have a blessed week. Same here, honey. We'll be right back on a Monday morning. It's November 4th. Stay tuned. We'll let you know what's coming up tomorrow on a Tuesday.